This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The arrival of Alex Bregman on a three-year, $120 million deal. That's right. In theory, it averages $40 million a year. With the deferments, it's $30 million a year. If he opt out, it's less than that. But who cares? He's a member of the Boston Red Sox, and I think that has injected anticipation and excitement in Red Sox Nation. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your calls in just one moment. But I did want to throw my poll out there that I posted on Twitter. I don't know why Dan Ball's shaking his head. I posted a poll on Twitter and I talk about it and he gets weird back there. Anyway, I said simply this. Now that Alex Bregman is in the mix, what are your playoff expectations for the 2025 Red Sox? And my first option, Fitzy, was playoff team with Bregman. My second option was we're already a playoff team. And my third option was still not a playoff team. How would you have voted, Nick Fitzy Stevens?
I can tell you how I did voted.
Oh, how did you voted?
Oh, playoff team with Bregman, 100%. I think missing the playoffs with the rotation they have, the lineup they have, and if they have reasonable health, would be disappointing. Now, that's not saying, it doesn't say fire up the duck boats was not an option.
Nope.
World Series or bust.
Nope.
Sox, Dodgers, book it.
Give us
it
that
was.
Metal trophy.
Yeah, exactly. That stupid piece of metal. Gronk using the Lombardi to hit a baseball at it. No. It's just like getting back to the playoffs. I don't, could be wild card. I think they could make the divisional round. Like, we should have reasonably... shall we say, not altered, but reasonably elevated expectations for this team right now. Why not? Where's the hole? Aside from the fact that the lineup is still a little lefty-centric, but it got better.
A little? A lot.
A lot. Okay. Right, it's a lot of lefty-centric, but, that said, like, picking up a right-handed bat, thank God Bregman was a right-handed bat. I mean, that does help.
Absolutely. Now, you're a little bit wrong. You said playoff team with Bregman 100%. No, it's playoff team with Bregman 67% of the voting right now.
That's more than a majority. That would pass in a lot of different political bodies.
Absolutely. 67 Sox percent right there think they're a playoff team. We're already a playoff team, only 7%. So that's the confident crew in Red Sox Nation. They were already a playoff team before they got Bregman. So that means also... they believe they're a playoff team. So that actually means that 74% of Red Sox fans believe that the Red Sox are a playoff team in 2025. But that also means 26% say they are still not a playoff team. But 3 out of 4 Red Sox fans can't be wrong. Well, they can. I mean, they have been. I've been one of those. Like, oh, they're going to go get this. They're going to go get that. They didn't go get this. They didn't go get that. But it does set expectations, Fitzy. Like, we're not going to be content with... oh, we're in the mix for a wild card, but we just missed it because we faded a little bit down. Like, no, you should be competing for a division title. And your fallback plan is, if you miss the division title, all right, the Yankees beat you out, whatever, your fallback is, well, I'm a surefire wild card team in the postseason. And
sure.
I said to you yesterday, if you get in the postseason and Garrett Crochet is an ace like he's supposed to be, you have a shot. Once you're in the tournament and have an ace, and you start that first game with a guy that you expect to win against somebody else's ace, I don't care who it is, then you are a contender. So the reality is the 2025 Boston Red Sox should be contenders. I don't know when I last felt that. It has been a long, long time since I felt that way, and that excitement is a good thing for Fenway Park and Red Sox Nation.
2018, honestly, and that's when they delivered, because that was their statistically best season, best team of all time. 2021 was a surprise for us all. I don't think we've had anything commensurate to those expectations since. And yeah, last year, it was chalk. You had the best team in the American League basically being the Yankees, and the best team in baseball and all of the world in the Dodgers meeting up for a classic World Series. Good job by the Dodgers. Appreciate that. The year before, though, that was living proof, Andy. All you had to do was get in. I think that's more the norm now, except for the fact that the Dodgers have completely queered the system by just basically buying everyone and everything not named Alex Bregman and Juan Soto this offseason. You could be the Diamondbacks or the Rangers, get into the playoffs, get into the World Series, and actually have a shot at the thing. So I refuse to set a ceiling of expectations for these Red Sox on this day, February 13th.
So we got the temperature of Red Sox Nation based on my poll. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to some callers. 617-779-7937. Nick was here first, so let's see how Nick in the car feels about the Red Sox now that they have Alex Bregman.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I got to say, I'm loving the, I don't know if you can still call it new, but I'm loving the new afternoon show. Fitzy, from one Nick to another, may or may not be my favorite guy on the station, so don't let it go to your head, but you're doing a good job.
Appreciate you, pal. Thank you.
Meh.
As far as the talk go, it's like you guys have been getting that with the reason to tune in. Even by 2018, I really haven't been tuned into this team in a while, and I'm, you know, Bay State born and raised. So the Crochet move got me kind of, the needle was starting to move. This Bregman move, mm-hmm. I'm in. I'm back. This season, I'm excited to watch the team. Definitely want to try to get to Fenway at least once or twice, but I'm going to be following the team this season. One other just little tangential thought. Soccer's my main sport. I'm a big soccer fan, and mm-hmm. if I was a Liverpool fan, I honestly, hearing this, would be pretty mad at FSG right now. Just wondering how the hell they're going to pay Alex Bregman and won't even offer a contract to Mo Salah, one of the best players on the planet. So curious how that'll work out across the pond, but as far as my Red Sox fandom goes, I'm back, baby.
Welcome back, Liverpool. Nick.
What do you mean, screw Liverpool?
They're across the pond.
That could have been the reason why John Henry was smoking that cigar last night. By the way, gotta say, shout out to the Pizzuti, because that photo last night, that was another needle mover for a lot of people. And if you haven't seen it, just type John Henry into X or IG and the photo will come up. I sort of saw that as they challenged me. I'll show those MFers what's up.
Yeah, I think that's how they intended it. I just don't agree with it. To me, this is not a Red Auerbach victory cigar smoking badass.
I didn't see it that way, like a victory cigar. I saw it as I saw that as a Churchill in the war cabinet ready to go type of photo.
Okay, hopefully, because if this is all if this is his reaction, if this is his answer to 5 years of unhappiness and unfulfilled promises.
It could have also been, Linda, what have I done?
Well, yeah. So, and I know Stiz really hated the photo.
I absolutely hated it. We haven't been good since 2021, and you're taking victory laps? Dude, stop it.
That's not a victory lap photo. That's your perception.
Not a victory lap photo?
We're in Boston.
That's a feeling good photo. Why do you guys hate good vibes?
No. In Boston, when you smoke a cigar, there's an immediate connection to a statue of Red Auerbach who smoked cigars when he won.
That picture reeked of, I showed you guys.
Cigar smoke.
It reeked of tobacco.
It did. I'm with Stiz.
Mahogany.
If we're reading too much into it, I actually think that's their fault, not ours, because cigars are victory cigars.
A nice stick, too, a nice expensive.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Well, I'm, getting into cigars now, so.
Are you really?
He has stick.
Sure,
you got rid of the Swisher Sweets and the Dutchies?
Yep, that's right. Good job, Nick.
You're a cigar guy now, too?
I'm trying. I'm learning. It's like a whole culture.
That's replacing the Sam Adams after work.
Oh,
can,
is
I
it?
Can I just say real quick, Stiz, on my list of things that you could load into a rocket, fire at the sun, and hope it never returns?
Cigars.
Please put A, cupcakes, and B, cigars.
Wow.
But yeah, I hated that.
Zero interest.
I really
yeah,
did.
I hated it, too, unless it is symbolic of the new era of Red Sox baseball under John Henry. If that is what it is, if it's like this is the first, wait till you see the trade deadline, wait till you see next year, wait, like if that's sort of the new age mentality. But to me, this in and of itself was not a victory lap moment.
And okay, this also, talking about expectation, this is now what the bigger expectation is for me. The expectation is that you're back. You are now spending money like a championship contender, not necessarily contending if you don't win this year, whatever else. But my expectation is now, oh, you're smoking a cigar to show me that you just spent $40 million on Alex Bregman. This is now what the norm is going to be.
I hope so, yes, because the reality is a $120 million contract is not cigar worthy in Major League Baseball.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Guys are signing $720 million contracts.
You are smoking a cigar because you got a discount on this player. Like, let's call it.
You are smoking a cigar. No, you are smoking a cigar.
I showed
because
them. $210 million my ass. I got him for $120.
Yeah,
it's
light
not.
It up.
It's not about the fact that you found the grocery item you were looking for on the discount rack in the back of Shaw's. It's you're smoking a cigar because you are excited to be back. You are prepared to get after it. You are back in the game. This is John Wick time. Yeah, I'm thinking we're back. You know what's going to happen? Here's what I want to see. At the end of October, early November, whenever the World Series of American Baseball wraps up, and if the Red Sox topple the Dodgers in a thrilling 7-game classic, I want like a Shepherd Fairey, like mural size of that John Henry cigar being smoked somewhere on the side of a building in Boston. Stiz, you know some people. Make it happen.
Oh, I'll take that. If it comes as with a crazy, unbelievable upset of the Dodgers in the World Series, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll take it 100% of the time. I'll just wait and see. And I don't like the last thing Dan Ball said, and I want him to revisit that.
Okay.
So you just said he smoked a cigar because he got a deal.
Yeah.
I don't like that idea. I don't want that to be the theme of the offseason.
No, I agree. So here's what you need to do. By the end of, maybe not the end of the week, but very soon, where's my Garrett Crochet extension? I need a crochet
like
extension.
Can the guy throw a pitch in the regular season first?
No, but prove to me that this isn't a one-off. That's what I'm trying to assert. If in hindsight we look back and go, oh, he was smoking that cigar to signify that the Red Sox that we have known from the mid-2010s and backwards are back, fantastic. Fitzy, I want to be there rooting with, this is my first year in Boston. I want to go root for the Red Sox, regular season, postseason, World Series. I want to be there and be a pink hat and be ready to root. But I need to see more than just one signing in order to believe that that cigar is signifying anything significant.
And one fortuitous signing where you admittedly played the market, waited it out, kind of let things fall into place, and ended up with a player you clearly liked, or at least your manager clearly liked. We're still not totally sold that Breslow wanted Alex Bregman. We still have those reports from Sean McAdam and others that there was sort of an internal divide. Now, I don't know if Bregman's initial hesitation was based on a 7-year, $210 million asking price, and maybe he's like, oh yeah, 3 years, 120, I'll take him. That's a good deal. So maybe they're all on the same unified page now. But it's just, it's interesting. I think more people liked it, Fitzy, than disliked it. You just threw a you people out there back at us, which I appreciated. I enjoyed. I can volley it back at you. But I think you people enjoyed it. And I'm pointing at you, Fitzy, and the fans. I think a good chunk feel like maybe the Red Sox are back. Maybe John Henry's back. But guess what? John Henry could have been back anytime he wanted. He had the checkbook in his pocket at any time. He could have smoked that cigar 5 years ago if he wanted to. He could have smoked it when he signed Mookie Betts to a $375 million extension.
Yes.
He controls the smoke.
Okay, yes. And also to the people out there that are, you know, still yim-yammering and yapping away today, like, oh, so you pay $120 million for Bregman, but you couldn't pay three times that to hold on to Mookie Betts for 10, 12 years? I agree with you. That was a massive mistake, letting John Lester go in another uniform mistake. Many mistakes have been made along the frugal Fenway route over the last 10-plus seasons. But if this is a sign that things have turned, that there has been an organizational payroll pivot, and they're going to start doing business as business gets done again, and they're not going to rest on the laurels of four World Series championships this century, then I'm all in. Then I'm excited. Then, yeah, I'm going to respond to all the text messages I got last night and this morning from Sox friends in this area, back home, and all over Red Sox Nation. Like, hey, can you get some tickets to games? Hey, we going to some games? Hey, we going to bring the kids to some games? The answer is yes, maybe, and hell yeah to all of that.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.